bit intimidated.
因为我们的牧师坐在第二排，所以Scott牧师他觉得有一点那个啥。
His Chinese is much better than mine.
因为他的中文比他的好得多。
But he graciously said, "Please come," and so that's why I'm here today.
因为我们的牧师非常的慷慨大方，邀请Scott牧师来讲道，所以他就来了。
I have to tell you, last Sunday I was blessed sitting in that front row with your service.
上个星期天他来参加我们的就职典礼，他觉得非常的荣幸。It's
been a long time since I've heard a choir.
他很长时间没有听到唱诗班的演唱了。
And I heard two of them last week.
然后上星期一下听到两个诗班的表演。Both
the adult choir and the kids choir, absolutely fantastic.
我们成人和儿童的那个诗班都让Scott牧师觉得非常的好。So
I know everyone put a lot of time and effort into that, and I applaud your effort. It was a glorious day.
他想祝贺每一个花时间精力在那个诗班上面的。
And I'm sure it'll be a great ministry for the years to come with Pastor Shu, right? Shu? Shu.
在我们邱牧师带领下，Scott牧师坚信我们的诗班会越来越好。
I'm going to introduce him to the boys on the block, so just trust me, okay? I'll take good care of him. Okay, today, in our church, we're working our way through the Bible. We're reading through the Bible during the whole year.
在Scott牧师的教会，他们用一年的时间来仔细地读圣经。And
we're coming to the passage of Exodus 33.
他们正好读到出埃及记33章。Just
to give a running start, we've introduced symbols so that our people understand the whole Bible. I'll just show you these. This will be kind of funny.
他想给大家看一些东西。
This is how we remember the Bible. Creation.
他们造了一些手势来帮助会众。这个是创世纪，然后。Flood. 人类堕落，然后洪水。
Nations, Genesis chapter 11, about all the nations of the world.
然后世上的万国都出来了。Then
in Genesis 12, God picks one man.
然后在十二章，神拣选了一个人。This
is a yarmulke.
这是他的那个犹太教的帽子。On
Abraham.
那是亚伯拉罕。And
it's 4,000 years ago.
然后那是4,000年以前的事情。And
God makes a covenant.
然后神与人立了一个约。That
covenant is you would take animals and you cut them in half and you put them on the sides.
立那个约就是说把一个动物切成几块放到一边。
And in Genesis 15, God's the only one who passes through those dead animals.
然后在创世纪15章，只有神从那些个尸体中间走过去。So
this is an unconditional covenant that God's making.
这就是神与人立的毫无条件的一个约。Abraham
has two sons.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。His
first son is Ishmael, which means God hears.
他的生的第一个儿子叫以实玛利，意思就是说神的耳朵。His
second son is Isaac.
第二个儿子叫以撒。Which
means he laughs.
名字意思就是说他在笑。You
can imagine the joy of Abraham having a son when he's 99 years old.
你可以想象亚伯拉罕在99岁高龄得到一个儿子，他心里是多么高兴。And
it'd be easy to see how that son could capture the very center of Abraham's life.
所以也可以看到这个儿子是亚伯拉罕生命的中心。So
God wants to make sure that he has that center part.
所以神要想测一测，看看他还是不是亚伯拉罕的中心。So
he says to him, "Go offer your son as a sacrifice."
所以他告诉亚伯拉罕去把儿子献上。And
Abraham reasons, "My God is so great that he's going to bring my son back from the dead."
亚伯拉罕想了一想，认为他的神是非常好的，他会把儿子带回来的。But
God withholds the knife.
但是神手里还拿了一个刀。
And he says, Jehovah Jireh, God will provide.
亚伯拉罕手举着刀要献儿子的时候，他说：“我的神，他会供应。”Isaac
has two sons.
以撒有两个儿子。Esau
means hairy.
以撒意思就是说身上长了毛。And
he's the all-American.
他是一个非常就像美国人一样。Jacob
his name means deceiver.
雅各意思就是欺骗的人。
He's a scoundrel.
他是一个很会骗人的。
Hopefully there's no used car salesman in here, but he's the used car salesman.
他就像那个卖车的人一样。
Jacob has 12 sons.
雅各有12个儿子。
And he has one son that he gives a special honor, a coat of many colors.
他有一个儿子，他非常喜爱，给他一件很漂亮的衣服。
Joseph becomes prime minister of Egypt.
这个人就是约瑟，约瑟后来成了埃及的一个宰相。
And the whole clan moves to Egypt.
然后家族人都搬到埃及去了。
They're there for 400 years.
在那住了400年。
And they end up in bondage.
成了那个埃及的奴隶。
God has a plan to set them free, and he sends Moses with his staff.
所以神要用摩西带领他们，使他们得自由。
Moses' message is very clear.
神给摩西的命令很清楚。
Let my people go.
带着我的人走。
And Pharaoh says, No!
摩西跟法老说我要带我的人走，但是法老说不行。
10 plagues.
哦 ，OK， 所以神就降了十个灾难。
You see the Red Sea part?
你看到红海被分开。
Mount Sinai.
西乃山。
And then the law.
还有就是立的这个，还有他的法版。
So this is where we pick the story up.
这就是他们在介绍旧约的事情时候用的一些。
We pick the story up with Moses and the development of his faith.
我们现在要讲的就是摩西还有他的信心。
For 40 years, Moses was raised with a silver spoon in his hand.
在摩西他人生头40年里，他生活很安逸。
He was raised in the courts of Pharaoh.
他是在法老的宫廷里面长大的。
Life would be easy if you were the son of the prime minister or the king.
如果你是一个王公大臣的儿子，生活会很安逸。
But at age 40, Moses does a fail blog.
但是他40岁的时候出了一件事情。
He just makes a huge mistake.
他犯了一个大错误。
And he kills a man.
他杀了一个人。
And so he gets put on the APB, all points bulletin, bring in Moses for murder.
所以他就成了通缉犯。
So what does Moses do?
那摩西怎么办呢？
He changes his location.
他藏起来了。
And for the next 40 years,
又过了40年。
This is what Moses hears.
这是摩西听到了。这听到羊叫。
He's raising sheep and a shepherd on the backside of the desert.
他就在沙漠的深，就是最深处放羊。
When he's 80 years old, God speaks to him.
当他80岁的时候，神对摩西讲话。
From a burning bush.
从一个燃烧的荆棘里面。
And he says, "I'm sending you back."
他说我要把你送回去。
And I want you to be the leader of my people.
我想让你做我的民众的领袖。
And bring them out of their bondage.
把他们从他们的奴役里面解放出来。
Have you ever tried to herd cats? It's impossible.
你们有没有试过放养猫？那是不可能的。
Cats have a mind of their own.
因为猫他们自己有思想。
Moses is going to be the herder of 3 million cats.
摩西他就会成为一个牧养300万猫的这么一个人。
He's going to need to have an extraordinary faith.
他需要一个极大的信心才能做这件事情。
So God now brings him to this point of crisis.
所以神带领摩西到了这个很要紧的关头。
The crisis is that while he was up on top of the mountain,
这时候摩西在山顶上。
The moment he walked off the leadership role of this nation, insanity of sin came in.
摩西他刚一离开他的会众，罪就来了。
And they decided to worship a cow.
他的会众就想要去膜拜一个牛犊。
And say this cow was their deliverer.
他们告诉大家说这个牛犊是他们的救主。
And because of that,
就因为他们做这个事情,
thousands of people died.
死了几千人。
So the nation is in need of a revival of their faith.
所以这个时候他的民众需要他信心的复兴。
What I'd like to do in the moments we have together is to look at how their faith grew and how our faith can grow.
所以我们今天就要看看他们的信心是怎么成长的，看看我们自己的信心是如何成长的。
How deep is your faith today?
今天你的信心有多深呢？
How strong is it?
有多强呢？
I can give you a little bit of a test to find out what type of faith you have.
你们可以自己测验一下。
It's a pretty easy test.
很容易的。
I'm going to ask you to do this. What are your four top goals in life?
你们想一想自己人生四大目标是什么？
You don't have to yell them out, but I want you to think through. What are the four most important priorities?
你不用说出来，自己脑子里想一想就行了。你人生最要紧的四件事对你来说是什么？
What are the four things that you're most concerned about?
你最关心的四件事情是什么？
Those four will reveal the level of your faith.
就靠这四件事情可以展示出你信心的强度。
When I was a younger man, I wanted to be a great school teacher.
牧师小的时候，他想要做一个很好的老师。
My undergraduate degree is secondary education, teaching history.
他上大学念的是历史教育。
I also wanted to do very well in sports and achievement.
同时，他还想成为一个运动员。
I'm a swimmer, and also I love to play golf.
他游泳游得很好，也会打高尔夫球。
I wanted to shoot in the 80s.
他想what do you mean shoot in the 80s?
I wanted to hit golf.
反正他就想做得很好就是了。
That's not 80 degrees. That's 80 is a score. I also thought, you know what, I want to be a great pastor of a church.
他同时还想做一个教会里面很伟大的牧师。
I studied all types of leadership and management principles.
他那时候热心于研读各种各样怎么样做领袖的书籍。
But I've come to realize that I'm older, that these are not things that help my faith to grow.
但是后来他发现这些东西并不能帮助他信心的成长。
These are actually things that detract from my faith.
这些事情实际上是在削弱他的信心。
And so I've had to reorient my passions and my goals and my desires in life.
所以他就要重新想想生命中什么才是最重要的。
What I'd like to focus in on and how we can have X faith.
今天要讲的是怎么样才能有这种 X 的信心。
Now X faith, have you ever heard of the X Games?
你们听没听过叫极限运动
？Or the X Factor, or X-Men. What does the X stand for? Extreme. There it is.
X 意思就是极限的意思。
Extreme faith.
极限的信心。
And for us to reach this extreme faith, we need to travel the same pathway that Moses traveled.
我们想要达到这种极限的信心，就应该像摩西一样走过他走的路。
And what I want to do is to show you four prayers that Moses had.
所以今天要给大家讲一下摩西他曾有了四个祷告。
And out of his four prayers, I want this to be our four prayers.
希望他的四个祷告也成为我们自己的四个祷告。
God's inviting you today to have an X faith.
神今天邀请你去享受这种极限的信心。
It's your choice, but he's inviting you to a deeper level.
你要自己选择，但是神希望你能选择有这种极限的信心。
The first prayer is this: X faith prays, "Lord, forgive me."
第一个就是说求主饶恕。
It says in the middle there, he says, "Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people, and I might destroy you on the way."
神说你要从这里往那地去，领你到那流奶与蜜之地，我自己不同你上去，因为你们是应着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
What's going on here is God saying, "Okay, you can go to the promised land, but I'm not going up there with you."
神告诉他们，你们自己去流奶与蜜之地吧，我不和你们一起去。
The question is, why would God not accompany the people to the promised land?
问题就是，为什么神不和他的选民一起去他的应许之地呢？
And there are two reasons. You see it in the text there.
如果你看了经文，你会发现有两个原因。
One is because they're stiff-necked.
第一是因为他们硬着颈项。
Now this is a Hebrew farming term.
这个是希伯来农民的一个专用词。
The farmers would put the oxen in a yoke.
因为他们在种地的时候给他们的牛上一个套上一个轭。
And he'd be guiding those oxen.
然后他们就来指挥这个牛耕地。
And he would go like this.
然后他拉着这个轭。
That would mean that the oxen are going to turn to the right.
这样牛就可以往右转。
But if that oxen didn't want to go to the right, guess what it did?
但如果牛不想往右转呢？它就这样子。
It would make a stiff neck.
这样它的脖子上的肌肉就僵硬了。
I'm not going to the right.
因为它不愿意往右转。
That's what these people were doing.
这就是那时以色列人做的事情。
I know you're God, but I'm not doing it your way.
他们想的是，我知道你是神，但是我们并不想按你说的做。
If I want to make a golden calf, I'll do it.
如果我自己能造一个金牛犊，我就会做的。
God said, "I'm not going with you. You got a stiff neck."
所以神说，我不和你们一起去，你们硬着颈项。
He also said, "I'm not going with you because I might destroy you."
他还说，我不和你们一起去，因为是怕我把你们灭绝了。
See, the holiness of God cannot exist with sin.
因为神的圣洁不能和罪相处。
If this nation is going to continue to sin, they're going to get wiped out by God's holiness.
如果这些人持续犯罪的话，会被用神的公义而神的圣洁而灭绝。
This woman, her name is Nur Malina Hassan. She is a Malaysian woman.
她是马来西亚人。
And she owns a world record.
她有一项世界纪录。
She has lived in a box with scorpions longer than any other person on this planet.
她曾经在一个充满了毒蝎子的玻璃盒子里面住了很长时间，是成为世界纪录保持者。
Why she wants to set this record, I don't know.
为什么她想要创这项纪录呢？不知道。
But Hassan decided that she would live in a box with scorpions, with 6,069 scorpions longer than anyone else.
她就决定在一个有几万只蝎子的这个笼子里面住一阵子。
She did this in a clear box in a Malaysian shopping mall.
所以她就在马来西亚一个购物中心里面钻进这个笼子里。
And she could get out 15 minutes every hour.
她每个小时可以出来透气15分钟。
But she stayed in that box for 36 days.
她一直在里面住了36天。
Now something happened to her 17 times.
但是有一个事情发生了17次。
Guess what that was?
你们能猜到吗？
She got stung by scorpions 17 times.
她被蝎子蛰了17次。
That's what happens when you live in a box with scorpions.
如果你和一箱子蝎子住在一起，肯定会发生这样的事情。
Well, guess what happens when we live in a box of sin?
想一想，如果你住在一个充满了罪恶的笼子里，会是怎么样呢？
It stings us.
它会蛰你。
It deadens us.
它是这罪恶的。
It destroys us.
它来毁坏你。
Sin will destroy your joy.
罪恶会毁了你的喜乐。
Sin will destroy your marriage and your family.
会毁了你的婚姻和家庭。
Sin will destroy this church.
会毁了这个教会。
Sin destroys people.
罪恶会毁了你的人生。
And it also destroys our relationship with the Holy God.
并且毁坏我们和圣洁的神之间的关系。
And so the people realized, we've been living in a sin box.
所以人们应该知道，我们一直在住在充满了罪恶的笼子里。
And their response was, Lord, forgive us.
他们的反应就是求神的宽恕。
You'll notice down at the bottom it said that they mourned and no one put on any ornaments.
所以经文又说，人们听见这凶信就悲哀，也没有人佩戴装饰。
They were broken-hearted. They said, "Lord, our sin has taken you away from us."
因为他们很哀痛，他们希望神把他们的罪拿走。
Lord, forgive us.
求神宽恕。
The word repentance is the Greek word metanoia.
忏悔这个词是在词根在希腊语里面。
It means literally change of direction.
在希腊语里面，意思就是转变方向。
Metanoia. That is what needs to take place in our lives.
这就是我们人生中需要经历的。
Faith will not grow unless we repent.
如果没有这种忏悔，信心就不会成长。
Unless there's a turnaround in our life, our faith won't grow.
如果生命中没有这种彻底的、完全的转变，因为忏悔的转变，我们的信心不会增长。
If you want X faith today,
如果今天你想要极限的信心，
you must pray.
你一定要祷告。
Lord, forgive me.
主啊，求你赦免我。
The second prayer,
第二项祷告，
is Lord, teach me your ways.
就是主啊，求你将你的道指示给我。
At the end of that passage here, it's underlined, teach me your ways.So I may know you and continue to find favor with you.
Which verse? Oh, 13节说，我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩。
X faith says to God, your ways are higher than my ways.
有极限信心的人意识到，神的道路高过我的道路。
X faith says, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
极限的信心认识到，神的旨意高过我们的旨意。
Moses had spent 40 years in Egyptian culture.
摩西在埃及文化当中生活了40年。
He spent 40 years in a desert culture.
他又在沙漠的文化里生活了40年。
Now at age 82, he needs to spend the next 40 years.In a God-centered culture.
他现在82岁，在此后的40年中，摩西定义要生活在一个以神为中心的文化当中。
And he doesn't know how to do it.
但是他并不知道该怎样生活。
So he humbles himself.
所以他自卑，降尊。
And he admits, I don't have the answers.
他承认他没有答案。
I don't know how to lead these people.
我不知道怎么样带领这群人。
But this also creates a thirst within him.
这个难处又使得他有一种渴望。
I want to know your ways.
我想知道你的道路。
It also causes him to get out the map.
这就使得摩西不得不去哪找到地图。
And say, "Show me, Lord, the pathway ahead."
并且求主在地图上给他指明方向。
Do you realize that if you study something for 30 minutes a day for 12 years, it's the equivalent of a PhD?
你们知不知道，如果你们每天学一样东西，学30分钟，那么过了十几年的话，就相当于拿到了一个博士学位关于那个东西。
In 12 years, I want to come back to this church.
12年后，我想回到你们的教会当中。
And I want to give every one of you an honorary doctorate.
那时候我给每一个人颁发一个荣誉博士学位。
Would that be great to go around, Dr. Danny? How are you today?
那时候见到 Daniel 就说 ，Daniel 博士你好。
But we need to be students of the word because the culture around us has blinded us to the ways to walk.
但是如果要那样达到那样的境界，你必须要努力学习神的话，因为我们身处的环境使我们与神的话隔绝了。
These children that were up here today are being taught ungodly things every day in this culture.
刚才在讲台上的这些小朋友回到学校当中就会被灌输很多不讨神喜悦的思想。
Who's going to teach them the right way?
谁能教导他们正确的道路呢？
We need to be in the Word of God.
我们要抓住神的话。
So that our faith can grow.
这样我们的信心才能成长。
So that we can have X faith.
这样我们才能有极限的信心。
The third prayer that X faith prays is guarantee to me your presence.
第三个极限信心的祷告就是你要确保你是亲自和我在一起。
In verse 33, verse 11, it talks about being face to face with God.
在十一节提到摩西与耶和华面对面谈话。
This is a Hebrew idiom, panim apanim. That's the Hebrew word.
这是一个希伯来的成语。
It means that you could be in the room with someone, but if your back is to them, you're not in their presence.
意思就是如果你和某人同在一间屋子如果你转过去不看他你们也不是这种面对面
There has to be a face-to-face encounter
必须有面对面的交流
An intimacy
这种亲密的交流
This is what Moses had with God
这就是摩西和神有的一种关系
And now God's saying I'm going to withdraw that
但是现在神说我要把这个关系收回来
You guys go ahead up to the promised land. I'm going to stick around back here.
你们去吧，我留在这儿。
Moses says, "There's no way I'm taking another step without you."
但是摩西说，如果你不去，我就一步也不会走。
I can't go into this day, Lord, unless you're by my side.
我不会去，除非你和我在一起。
That's what ex-faith prays.
这就是摩西。靠信心的祷告。
There are so many times when our heart aches because we know that we're not close to the Lord.
我们生活中好多时候我们心在痛因为我们知道神是不和我们在一起的。
We remember days in the past when our intimacy with God was so fresh, it was so alive.
我们回想到当年我们曾经和神有一个这么好这么亲密的关系。
And now inside there's a dryness and there's a staleness of our relationship with him.
但是现在在我们心中却是一个干涸的沙漠一样的地方。
We have the words, we're going through the motions, but we're lacking the power inside.
我们该做的都做了，但是却缺乏这种力量。
The issue here is how much do you want God's presence?
问题就是你有多么渴慕神亲自和你在一起呢
Jeremiah the prophet said this.
耶利米曾经说
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with half of your heart.
你若寻我就必寻见你若专心寻求我就必寻见
Is that what it says? How much of our heart is required?
我们要用多少的心来寻求神呢
？All of it.
我们所有的心。
All of our heart.
我们要用所有的心来寻求神。
We need to hold on to God with all of our strength.
我们需要用尽全身的力气来紧紧抓住神。
That's a monkey.
这是一只猴子。
Do you know how they capture monkeys in Africa?
你知道他们在非洲怎么抓猴子吗？
It's actually pretty simple.
其实很简单。
You put a jar out there that's just big enough for the monkey to get its hand in.
你拿一个罐子放在外面，罐子口很小，只够猴子把手伸进去。
And in the bottom of that, you put a banana and some peanuts.
在罐子底下放一个香蕉或者一些花生之类的。
And well, you know what that monkey will do?
你知道猴子会干什么？
He'll reach in and get those goodies, and he's not going to let go.
他把手伸到罐子里，抓住那些好吃的，就不松手了。
And he tries to pull his hand out, but he can't pull his hand out if he's holding on to those goodies.
他就使劲想把手伸出来，但因为他手里抓着这些好吃的，他的手就伸不出来。
And so the hunter comes back and picks up the monkey.
所以猎人很轻易的就过来把猴子抓住了。
And puts it in captivity for the rest of its life.
然后把猴子关在笼子里，这样猴子一辈子就被关起来了。
That's the danger of holding on to things that are counterfeits for God.
那就是你们想去试图抓到不合神心意东西这个后果。
It can be your career, it can be your job, it can be your house. There are many things that it can be.
在世上有很多这种东西，你想要去抓的，你的事业、你的成功、你的房子等等等等。
X faith says this.
极限的信心知道。
The only thing I want to hold on to is God's presence.
在世上只有一件东西我想要紧紧抓住，那就是神亲自与我的同在。
What's the first prayer?
第一个祷告是什么？
Lord, forgive me.
求主赦免。
The second prayer?
第二个。
Teach me your ways. The third prayer.
指示我你的路。第三个，
Guarantee your presence.
保证神亲自与我们同在。
And here's the fourth prayer.
第四个，
Show me your glory.
就是求你把你的荣耀显现给我看。
We didn't read this today in the reading, so could you read the verses 18 through 23?
我们读十八到二十三节。摩西说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，宣告我的名。我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。又说，你不能看见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。耶和华说，看哪，在我这里有地方，你要站在磐石上，我的荣耀经过的时候，我必将你放在磐石穴中，用我的手遮掩你，等我过去，然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不见我的面。
This is a very dangerous prayer.
这是一个很危险的祷告。
But that's what faith, ex-faith does. It prays dangerous prayers.
但是有极限信心的人就会冒这个险。
The word glory sums up all the worth and the power of a person or an organization or a nation.
荣耀这个词概括了一切人类，还有人类机构，还有各种东西它能所能显现出来的这种。
United States glory, many times we call ourselves a superpower.
在美国，很多时候人们都自称自己的国家是一个超级大国。
In just a few hours from now, we'll have the Super Bowl taking place.
就再过几个小时，就会有这个超级碗的比赛。
Many times to celebrate the glory of the United States, they have stealth bombers that fly over.
很多时候在美国的好多庆典上有那些隐形轰炸机会飞过。
And they'll come over at 500 feet at 500 miles per hour. Wow!
然后他们很低很快地飞过去。
And everybody in the stadium goes, wow!
每个在下面的观众都觉得啊。
The glory of the United States.
那是美国的荣耀。
CEOs show their glory.
公司里面的高管也有他们自己的荣耀。
They get their charts out and say, oh, look at our profits. Whoa!
他去向世人显示他们公司的一些业绩。
Football players today will show their glory.
这个橄榄球运动员也会展示他们的荣耀。
I'm a giant fan.
牧师他是巨人队的。
So Victor Cruz will go. When, okay, we'll talk after. But people show their glory and they take great honor in that.
在全世界人们都非常喜欢展示自己的荣耀。
So how will God reveal his glory to Moses?
但是神怎样把他的荣耀显现给摩西看呢？
God doesn't have a body.
神没有一个形体。
But what he does, he says, I will show you the afterburn of my characteristics.
但是他向摩西说，我要向你显现我的品格的，像你能看到，就是我品格的这个余晖。
God's character, his nature, his goodness, his mercy, his love, his forgiveness.
就是神的本质，他的良善、慈爱、恩典、怜悯、信实、宽恕。
And these characteristics of my nature are so glorious, they will literally kill you unless I protect you.
因为神的这些品格是如此的辉煌，他会使看见他的人类都要送命。
This is a way to understand this glory.
这就是帮助你们理解神的荣耀。
That's the space shuttle.
这是一个航天飞机。
And that afterburn will kill you.
这就是它尾部的这种余热，它会把人杀死的。
Unless you're protected.
除非你是被有保护的。
And our God is so great that His characteristics and His holiness would literally burn us up.
我们的神是如此的伟大，他的余晖就会把我们烧死的。
Here's my question to you about your faith.
所以问大家一个关于你们信心的问题。
When was the last time you saw God's glory?
你们上一次见到神的荣耀是在什么时候？
When did you see an answer to prayer?
你们上一次看到神应允的祷告是在什么时候？
When did you see God's mercy and love?
你们上一次看到神的怜悯和慈爱是在什么时候？
When did you sense His presence in your life?
你上次尝到神与你同在是在什么时候？
X-Faith prays this.
极限的信心是如此祷告的。
Lord, today, show me your glory.
主啊，今天向我显现你的荣耀。
In the 7th and the 8th century, Christianity virtually disappeared in Europe.
在公元七八世纪，在欧洲几乎是还没有基督教。
The collapse of the Roman Empire meant the collapse of Christianity.
当罗马帝国崩溃的时候，他的国教基督教也就崩溃了。
The only place in Europe where faith was sustained was in Ireland.
在欧洲唯一有基督教存在的地方是在爱尔兰。
And particularly with the Irish monks that were there.
特别是当地的爱尔兰的修道士。
And there was a particular monk, his name was Saint Brendan.
有一个很有名的修道士叫做
This is a picture of him.
这就是他的一个画像。
I think he was Time Man of the Year that year. Just a joke. but this man, Saint Brendan, had X faith.
圣布兰登他就有这种极限的信心。
And the reason that we can say that is because he had a very unusual witnessing technique.
我们这样讲是因为他有一个很不同寻常的方式。
They would get into boats and push off from shore and say, "God, guide the boat to where you want it to go."
那个时候，这些修道士会上一艘小船，然后就祷告说：“神呐，带我们到你要我们去的地方。”
This is Ireland.
这是在爱尔兰。
To the west of Ireland, there's not a whole lot of land.
在爱尔兰西边，其实没有任何的大陆。
There actually is some thought that he discovered Greenland and maybe even the United States.
有的人曾经说，也许这些修士发现了格陵兰岛，甚至是美国大陆。
But we know for certain that many of his fellow monks ended up back in Europe.
但是我们知道和他一起的许多修士，上了欧洲大陆。
Because these monks started monasteries in France.
因为这些修士在欧洲大陆盖了许多的修道院。
In fact, one of these monasteries is where Francis of Assisi had his conversion experience.
在他们当中的一个修道院，就是以后很闻名的方济各教士他所受洗的地方。
And began a revival of faith back in Europe.
由他带领了一个欧洲这个宣教的复兴。
Now I'm not recommending you go into a boat and put yourself off from shore and say wherever you lead me, Lord.
牧师他并不会鼓励大家做这种同样这样做，就是在船上这种事情。
But I do know that God wants you to have a deeper faith next week.
但是牧师知道神希望你们下周有一个更深的信心。
And some of you are sitting here today and you're saying, I want that faith.
我知道你们在座有些人就像神想向神表明你想要那种信心。
And you're saying, where do I start?
你会问我怎么开始呢？
It starts with four prayers.
它是由四种祷告开始的。
Lord,Forgive me.
第一是求主赦免。
Lord, teach me your ways.
求主指示给我你的路。
Lord, guarantee your presence.
求主你亲自与我同在。
Lord, show me your glory.
求主显现荣耀给我看。
If you pray that,
如果你如此祷告，
God will honor that.
神会应许你的祷告。
And your faith will become extreme.
然后你的信心就会变得像极限信心一样。
Lord, help us to have deep faith.
主啊，求你给我们更深的信心。
Lord, help us to move towards X faith.
主啊，求你帮助我们能有这种极限的信心。
Lord, we want to seek you with all of our heart.
主啊，我们想要用全身心追寻你。
We want to love you with all of our soul.
我们想要我们全身心的爱你。
And Lord, we want to pray dangerous prayers.
我们想要用这种危险的方式向你祷告。
I ask, Lord, for your Holy Spirit.
主啊，求你赐给我们圣灵。
To come and call individuals from this room.
将来这个屋子里面呼召你所拣选的人。
To develop X faith.
这些人帮助他们有这种极限的信心。
In Jesus' name I pray this.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.